Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
2 Corinthians 5:17, and I know that everybody is familiar with this passage of Scripture. At least I hope you are familiar with it. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The Word of God now reads, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Let me read it again. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." You may be seated. I want to talk about being in Christ, being in Christ. When we are born again, we are in Christ. That's what being in Christ means. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ." That means that if you are born again, if you are a believer, you are in Christ. As I was sitting there saying, "Okay, Lord, you know, sometime again, you think you have what you want to bring, and then sometimes things get switched around." And as I was sitting there, God kept bringing me right back to this scripture over and over again. And sometimes we say, "Well, God, I know that, and they know that too." But evidently God wants to do something in the midst of his people today about being in Christ. I believe some of us don't realize that that's the first thing that we have to get upon being born again, is knowing who we are now that we're in Christ. And if you know that you are in Christ, you need to know what that means, and you need to know who you are now that you're in Christ. Some of us say that I am born again, but we're living like we're not born again. We're living like we don't belong to God, that we don't belong to Jesus Christ. And God said that when you get these first principles of knowing who you are now that you're in Christ, or being in Christ, then everything else that you need to know will come, will follow right after that. But if you don't know this, what you have now that you're in Christ, that's another thing. You will still try to get things that you already have, but you have them now that you're in Christ. We need to quit wearing ourselves out trying to get something from God when we already have everything that we need from God. It's so many Christians coming up with so many formulas, coming up with so many things outside of the will of God and outside of the Word of God, because they don't know who they are now that they're in Christ, and they don't know what they have now that they're in Christ. So when you see people set up different doctrines, different laws, or different things of that nature, they don't know what it is to be in Christ. So Paul was explaining to them, first of all, we know we got to be born again, amen, to be in Christ. And that's what Jesus was telling Nicodemus in John 3:3. Nicodemus was telling Jesus, he said, "No man can do what you do, especially these miracles, not unless he is from God." So Jesus was telling Nicodemus, he said, is it Nicodemus? It was Nicodemus. I'm just seeing if y'all paying attention. So he was telling him, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That see means to perceive, to understand. Unless you are born again, that born again means from above, not of this earth. And so Nicodemus was thinking, I got to go in my mother's womb a second time to be born again. See, that's natural thinking. And to be born again is coming through the supernatural and not the natural. So Jesus said, you must be born again. This new birth takes place in your spirit. When God was sharing this with me, he was taking me back to go to the new creation, but we know that we must be born again to be in Christ. Anyone that's not born again is not in Christ. So if people are talking about Jesus Christ, if they're talking about the Word of God, and they're telling you what the Word of God says, you're going to know whether or not they're born again. Because if you're in that Word for yourself, you don't have to ask nobody if they're born again or if they're saved. And when I was sitting there yesterday, it come to me, how do you know that you're saved? How do people know that they're really saved? How do they know that they're in Christ? And God was giving me so much. I said, well, God, let me just get this right here first, and then maybe that'll be another teaching on how do you know that you're really saved, because some people don't even really know that they're saved. They really don't know that they're born again. And the Lord was giving me this scenario, and I give you a little bit of this. When you ask people, how do you know that you're saved? And some people say, because I don't do the same thing I used to do. That's one explanation that people give. Now, that's not a good explanation, because anybody with the will, whatever you will to do, that's what you're going to do and that's what you're not going to do, amen? Because when I wasn't even saved, I told the Lord I'll quit cursing. I'll quit doing this or that, and I'll go to church if you take these pains away from me when I was getting ready to deliver my first child. I kept that promise. So how can I? People look at me and say, I know you got to get saved. I know you saved because you don't do what everybody else do. That did not mean that I was saved. Your good works don't save you. And it's a lot of people going on, I go to church, I pay my tithes, I visit the sick, I give. They go on all that stuff, but that don't get you into the kingdom. This is why Jesus said, you must be, you gotta be born again. That means that there has to be a heart change. When you confess with your mouth, you only confess in what you believe in your heart, and you can't believe the good news concerning what Jesus was bringing concerning the kingdom. You can't even accept him unless you hear it. And then if you hear it, you got to believe it. You got to open your heart to receive it. So this week, think about it. How do you know that you're saved? How do you really, truly know that you're born again? So Jesus said that this has to be a new birth. This has to be a supernatural birth. This has to be a spiritual birth. That's why he say, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot perceive. He cannot understand. So the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. What was Paul talking about being a new creation? When we go back to Genesis 1, we know that it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, meaning that there had to be something that had to be made or something that did not exist that God brought into existence. The Bible says that the earth was what? It was empty. It was void. It was darkness. But when God spoke, let there be light, what was it? It was light. So the light expelled what? The darkness. So that's what it means to be a new creation. That means to be made new. When we look at that again, God was showing me in the Word of God how when he said a new creation, he took me to the Bible when it says 1 Corinthians 6:17. Y'all know this. He that is joined to the Lord is what? Is one spirit with him. So we are one spirit with God. We become joined to him. When you join to somebody, that means that you what? You're cleaving unto that person. That means you become what? One with that person. And God began to show me a marriage. So we become a new creation through what? Being in Christ, through being born again. That means that we're joined to him. That means that everything he has, I have. That means as he is, so am I. So everything Jesus has belongs to me. In him I live, in him I move, and in him I have my being. Everything about me now is in him, in Christ. That's why the Bible says that we can do all things through what? through Christ which strengthen us. It is through him which give us strength that we can do what we do. It's not with our own ability. We are more than conquerors through what? Through Jesus Christ. So everything about us is through him. It's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that live in me. This is what Paul was talking about. So we are new creatures. We are a new species of being that we're in Christ. It's not about us no more. It's all about him. So our lives should reflect who we represent, which is who? Which is Jesus Christ. So that means I'm joined in him. So God was showing me a marriage. We go back to the beginning again. Y'all remember Adam and Eve. Adam was what? By himself. God saying that Adam needed a what? A helpmate. One to walk alongside of him. To help him with what God had given him to do. So there go that helpmate. And when that helpmate came forth, he said, she's bone of my bones. She's flesh of my flesh. And the next verse in there, it says that he would leave what? Father and mother and cleave unto his wife. Cleave means to be joined to. It means to stick closely to. So Adam say, I'm leaving father and mother and I'm sticking close to my wife. I'm joined unto my wife. It ain't no more my father and my mother. It's my wife now. So when we're in Christ, it ain't no more me, myself, and I. It is no more my family. It's all about him. I am joined to him. I am connected to him. I am an heir of God, but I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. So I have to see myself as being one with Christ. And this is how we have to see ourselves in a marriage. And this is why it's so important that before you get married, you have to know that ain't no more about mom and daddy. Ain't no more about family. It's about the husband. It's about the mate that you said that God has connected you with. That means that you're one flesh. Ain't no more about your bank account, his bank account. Ain't no more about my house or his house. Ain't no more about his children or my children. They're y'all children. Because when you connect with that man, you connect with everything that he is. And God began to show me this, that when before I was married, I was Amanda Walker. But then when I got married, it was Amanda Bryant. So I had to leave the old. That means I had to leave the old behind. The Walker was the old. The Bryant was the new. That's what I walked into, was the new. And in order to walk into this new, my daddy had to turn me over to Bryant. Because when he walked me down that aisle and it said, who give this woman to be with this man? He had to say, I do. That means that daddy's out the picture now. That means that I have become one with my husband, that I have connected with my husband. That means that my husband recognized that he got to take on that role of taking care of me because he took me out of my daddy's house. So ain't no more daddy help me. It's honey, what are we going to do? And that's how it is with Jesus Christ. It ain't no more me, myself, and I. It ain't no more my family. It's coming to him. I'm coming to him for everything that I need. So when my name changed, guess what changed, y'all? I had to change what? My Social Security card? Some of you ain't done that yet. I had to change your Social Security card. Why are you trying to keep that? Why you won't let go of that? This is the same thing with Jesus. You're trying to hold on to the world when you should have let go of the world because you have a new identity. This is where I'm going. We have a new identity now that we're in Christ. That's why he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. New creation means all things have been made new. You don't go on your old identity no more. And some of us are still trying to live by the old identity. That's why your marriage is in shipwreck right now, because you're still in the old, but you got to see yourself of who you are now that you got married to that man. So if I go into the bank and I sign Amanda Walker, they ain't going to accept that check because I'm Amanda Bryant now. So if I don't walk in the new, I can't, if I walk in the old, I can't receive the new. you can show us identity of you being Amanda Bryant. You can't get nothing out of here as Amanda Walker. That's how it is in the kingdom of God. You're trying to get something from God on your own merit when God gave it to you based upon his son. So you have to go to him with your new identity and keep you out of it. The problem is we're too much in God's business. And God said, I didn't need your help before, so why do you think I need your help now? So you got to go on your new identity now that you're in Christ. How many today know that you're in Christ? Truly know that you're in Christ. Because if you know that you're in Christ, you should know that whatever you're going through, it has already been taken care of through Christ. So that's why I know that people don't know that they're in Christ, because things that you're going through now, you're still trying to take care of them yourself. But you say, I'm saved. But if you're in him, and you know in him you move, in him you live, in him you have your being, that means everything that you do is centered around him and not you. So God began to show me this again, even concerning the witness protection program. Y'all know that in a witness protection program, that if you see a crime and you watch that crime, that means that you're supposed to testify against what you've seen. But they want to protect you before the trial because they know if they don't protect you, then that person that you witnessed doing that crime can end up killing you, right? So they put you in a witness protection program, and they send you somewhere where nobody know you. Is that not right? Nobody know you. So your identity has changed. Your Social Security number has changed. Everything about you have changed. So when you get into that new location, you don't go on who you were before. You go on your new identity. And this is the thing. Before they give you that new identity, I believe they have to drill it in your head to change your way of thinking. They have to let you think about who that new identity is. And you go over that new identity, your likes, your dislikes, you know, everything you got to go over. So that way when somebody asks you what your name is, you won't say Amanda Walker, you say Amanda Bryant. Because that's your new identity. Isn't that something, y'all? All this time I walked in Amanda Walker. People say, what's your name? Amanda Bryant. It's come natural now, right? Julia, has yours come natural? See, it comes natural. You may have this name, last name, or that, but it comes natural. And when it comes natural, it just comes up out of you. You don't have to think about it no more, do you, Julia? It just comes up out of you, Julia Davis. Julia Davis. Hello, I'm Julia Davis. No, I thought you was Julia Moore. No, I'm Julia Davis. No, yes, you are. No, I'm Julia Davis. Why? Because she recognizing her new identity since she has married or connected with this man of God. So she's letting them know, no, I'm Julia Davis. Because she know who she belongs to now, right? So God is saying this to women. When a man approach you and want to, you know, take you out or try to woo you, and you know you married. Amen. You know who you married to. You ain't going to let them keep wooing you like that. Not unless you reject it and you need something else. Because some women are so rejected, they want a man to tell them how good they look. They want a man to whisper those sweet nothings in their ear. You know why? Because they don't get it at home. So they want to get it outside the home. So what am I saying? Husbands, you better love your wives as Christ loved the church. Because if you're not loving your wives the way Christ loved the church, guess what? They ain't going to know what real love is. So when somebody come up and try to woo them, Julia ain't going to say, hello, I'm Julia Davis. She's going to go on her other name. This is what we do now that we're born again. Some of us are ashamed of who we belong to. Because we got one foot in the world, and we got one foot over here in the kingdom. We're double-minded. We're unstable in all our ways. So we don't want to talk about the goodness of Jesus. We don't want to talk about his mercy and his loving kindness. We don't want people to know our new identity. We want people to befriend us. So we drop the new identity from whomever we want to drop it with. Because we don't want people to know that there's a change. Why? Because we really have not changed. Why haven't we changed? Because it's something that we're still holding on to that we don't want to let go of because we're not speaking up for God the way we need to. You have a new identity in Christ Jesus. So that person that's under the witness protection program have a new identity. They have to go on that new identity. The old have what? Have passed away. So if you don't recognize that the old have passed away, guess what? You're going to still be living that old life that you used to live. And that's not the life that God wants you to be accustomed with. And the Lord was showing me, even with this teaching, that we have to be careful who we connect ourselves to. Because the first thing that God took me back to again, when your identity changed, that means that you're going to lead the old way of doing, the old way of living. Remember in the Word of God that when Jesus was coming to get the disciples, which was learners of Christ, the first thing that the disciples did, they left their father. They left their occupations. They left what they were familiar with to follow him. They left. The occupation was money, was it not? They was willing to deny themselves, to give up their desires, their needs, and their wants. God was telling me, even in this teaching, even with our new identity, you have to give up that old. You can't hold on to that old any longer. Come on, look at Abraham. What did Abraham do? Abraham gave up what he was familiar with when God called him. When he heard the voice of God, he believed in God, so he left what he was familiar with. He left his father. He left what he had, and he followed who? He followed God to the place that God was taking him. Abraham didn't even know where he was going. And that's just how it is with us when we become born again. We really don't know what we have. Don't just get born again to say, I'm missing hell. Hooray, you miss hell. It's more than just missing hell. Some of us just get born again and say, I'm born again, I'm missing hell. But there has to be a life change. There has to be a heart change. And when your heart really changes and you really want to go towards the things of God, you will leave old where it's at. You won't be picking up them old habits of doing what you used to do. Now, I want to get into that part about the old have passed away. Go with me to Romans 6. This is one thing that we have to know dealing with the old. Remember, we always talk about that we are a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body, right? The spirit is the real you. How many know that you have a spirit that's in a body that possesses a soul? How many know that? Your body is just your what? Your earth suit. That's what they call it, your earth suit. This is not the real you. This is not the real you. The only way you will know the real you is through the Word of God. That's the only way you will get to know the real you. When you look in the mirror, how do you know that's you? You see a what? A reflection. When you leave that mirror, do anybody forget what they sing? That's why you got to continue what? In the Word of God. You got to get to know the real you. Once you become born again, you have to get to know the real you. That's through the Spirit. That's why the Bible said those that are joined unto the Lord are one spirit with him. So you get to know the spirit part of you, the part of you that was made new. That's why he said old things have passed away. Let's look at these old things. In Romans 6, verse 6, it says, knowing this, this is what you got to know, that our old man is crucified with him. Let's talk about the old man. This old man was a part of you that was not born again. Before you accepted Jesus, you had an old man. This old man was the one that controlled you, that compelled you to sin, that drove you to sin. The things that you didn't want to do, you did. You knew that they wasn't right for you to do, but you still did them. And you say, I don't want to do this, but you were drove, you were compelled to sin. Because you had that what? That sin nature, which drove you to sin. That old man was that old spirit that was in you. When Adam and Eve sinned, before they sinned, they had the life of God in them. But then after they sinned, the life of God departed out of them, so the spirit that was in them was dead. And that spirit is what controlled them, what compelled them to sin. So the Bible says, knowing this, that the old man was crucified. If something is crucified, it means that it's put to what? To death. This is why they talk about circumcision and uncircumcision. When you are circumcised, that means justified. Now, some people say, well, if he's dead, why am I still doing what I'm doing? Because the old man left behind some habits. It left behind some desires. Come on, if you were a prostitute before you got saved, I guess people say, why do you go out there like that? If you were a prostitute before you got saved, guess what? Those tendencies that you had being a prostitute, it's still going to be there because there were habits that you developed. There were things that you were used to and you were accustomed to doing. Come on, if you've been a prostitute for 20 years and you got born again, we know that the old man that drove you, that compelled you to do what you did, died, but it left behind some habits, and every now and then you see yourself on a corner. And you're wondering, why am I on this corner? Because that was your habit of going 4 days in the morning on the corner at 3 o'clock in the morning, and don't say you're there picking up souls because you ain't. Because that was a habit that you had for years. It takes 21 days to develop a habit. 21 days. If you keep doing something over and over and over again, you're getting too accustomed to doing it, and your body is going to follow what you're getting accustomed to do. Remember, the spirit is the one that got saved. Your soul ain't saved. You have to go into the word of God and renew that soul on a daily basis so it can connect to the spirit, and that's when the body follows. Why aren't we seeing things in the body of Christ that we need to see? Because you're not renewing your mind. You're not renewing your mind to who you are now that you're in Christ. You're too much doing the things the way of the world. That's why your body is still acting and cutting the food the way it's cutting the food. Because the soul, the middleman, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, have not been renewed according to the word of God. So your body is going to continue to do what it always was accustomed to do, even though the old man is dead. When would this change take place? When you're not conformed to this world. When you're transformed by the renewing of your mind, that's when you will know and you will prove the good and acceptable will of God. But when you truly accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, guess what? You have a will. You ain't going to want to do the things that you used to do. Your body going to want to do it, though, because your flesh is used to it. But when you have a made-up mind, you ain't going to go the way that you always went. You're going to separate yourself from those things that will cause you to go the way you always went. Come on, if a prostitute really know that a change has taken place, they have really been getting into the word of God, that when those habits come, they will denounce those habits. Why? Because their mind is being renewed and the Holy Spirit is letting them know who you are now that you're in Christ. You ain't no prostitute no more. It's no longer you that live, but it's Christ that lives on the inside of you. So when you get to know who you really are in Christ Jesus, guess what? You will turn away from those things. You will turn away. Why? Because your mind is renewed. People that keep doing things over and over and over again, there's a stronghold there. You have built up a fortress in your mind. And now that you're trying to come out, it's hard for you to come out because this is what you've done on a daily basis. It's just like you're blocked in and you can't get out. But the more you go into the word of God and be transformed and be renewed by that word, I'm here to tell you, you're coming out. You will not stay in that same place all the time. You got to make up your mind. Why is it that we got to be butt crazy to try to make up our mind? Or when tragedy comes, how many of y'all know that when tragedy comes, that's when you can really talk to somebody? Because that's when they really humble themselves.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Bergall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.